Welcome to The Honest Wargamer. I'm your host, Rob, and in this video, we're going to be talking about some more exciting rules for Age of Sigmar 4. I'm joined by the Twitch chat, and we've just been doing a kind of deep dive, talking about the article that was released just last week, and just getting around to it now. Been away at Salute for the weekend, and there's some incredible stuff in this article leading to some amazing new rules and ways to play on the tabletop for Age of Sigmar 4. So let's dive straight in. We're going to be talking about battle traits and battle formations. Battle traits existed already in Age of Sigmar 3. When you have an entire army that's Stormcast or Sylvaneth, then Stormcast have their own battle traits and Sylvaneth have their own battle traits, which are kind of overarching rules that apply to the whole army. In this way, they're able to make it so that the theme of your army, like the narrative of your army, Sylvaneth and Stormcast, have different themes, and therefore they've got these overarching special rules that exemplify what those themes are. Like with Sylvaneth, at the moment, you're able to jump between different forests, which makes sense. And with Stormcast, you're able to obviously put them into Deep Strike, and because they're made of a special type of armor, they explode, which is all very interesting stuff. That's what a battle trait is. Battle formations are replacing what we have with sub-factions, where sub-factions previously have a narrative to them. They have different, like, backgrounds, and therefore they have different rules, where, again, the rules are trying to create that narrative so you feel like you are playing either a Sylvaneth army from one glade or a Sylvaneth army from another glade. That's how it works. But they have changed that into battle formations. So that's what we're going to be covering today. And it's pretty spicy coming off the back of the other videos that we've already made, if you want to go back and look, because these all start to stack on top of each other for what seems like it's going to be a very elite edition. It's going to be a very fast edition. It's going to be a very aggressive edition, which I think is going to be very, very interesting. Okay, so let's talk about battle traits first. And as I've said, those are the overarching rules that you get for your army to kind of give it its flavor and its theme. Okay, for Stormcast Eternals, there are four different battle trait abilities that apply to the army as a whole, which isn't a lot. Some armies, and in Age of Sigmar 3, Stormcast don't have a lot of battle traits. I think because they're good as a starter army, they're built to be a starter army, they're easier to paint, you don't need as many models, their rules are pretty simple. And because all those things are true, this means that having not as many battle traits is great. Whereas you get to much more complicated armies like, I don't know, Disciples of Tzeentch or Lumineth Realm Lords, you ended up with a lot more battle traits. Flesh Eater Courts, which they've just released, like Cities of Sigmar, they're all pretty complicated series of battle traits and sub-factions to stack on top of the army. So there are four that are going to apply to Stormcast. And the first one is Their Finest Hour. And this is not a command ability. This is just something that you get to do once per turn in your hero phase. So you're going to be able to do it in your opponent's turn, you're going to do it in your turn. And what you do is you pick a Stormcast Eternals unit, they get +1 to wound and +1 to save until the end of that turn. Till the end of that turn does limit this a little bit, because the +1 to save is really nice if you could use it as a reactive ability in your opponent's turn. So in your opponent's turn, you could just be like, oh, do you know what? I wanted Their Finest Hour, that unit, so it's got +1 save. However, this is still going to work incredibly well on elite units. If you take current units like Dracothian Guard as an example, obviously I know their War Scrolls are getting changed, but, you know, they should be an elite combat unit, pretty much. This means that they're going to get +1 to wound, which is really nice, because it's not a command ability, which means you can also do this in conjunction with +1 to hit, which means you can have +1 to hit and +1 to wound. And seeing the Stormcast are very elite, they're normally hitting on threes and wound on threes. This makes you be on twos and twos. This makes them much more survivable. If you're also planning on charging your unit, that +1 to save bonus is also amazing, because it means that you can charge with a couple of units, and because your unit's got +1 save, you might be like, I'm going to decide to fight with that unit after I fight with the other unit, which is also really effective as well. So this is overall brilliant. It doesn't cost you any resources, it doesn't cost you any like economy. It's just something you get to do. You don't need to be within range to be able to do it. You could just pick it anywhere on the board. It's wild. It's really, really wild. Okay, next up, Scions of the Storm and the Celestial Realm. What this is very much like we see in Age of Sigmar 3 right now, but this is the ability to put up to half of the models in your Stormcast Eternals unit into reserve, or put them somewhere else and not deployed on the board. And then you're able to deep strike them later in the turn. having units off the board is very effective. If your opponent's got like some really good shooting, or you want to put something valuable off the board, that means that that unit can't be targeted at the beginning of the game, which is cool. And then being able to deep strike stuff is very, very effective, because it means you can deep strike behind enemy lines, you can route like to the side where they weren't really expecting, maybe onto some key objectives, which is also very effective as well. And these are just kind of cleaned up, very specific wording, but also, you know, I think the, especially the Celestial Realm section, is a little bit complex. The reserve word isn't bolded in this word as well, which is odd, because reserve is like, should be a generic kind of like word that they use. You put it in reserve in bold, but instead you put them in reserve in the Celestial Realm, which is odd. So we might see some rules in the future that mess around with the Celestial Realm, which is fun, because now this is an existing place. So some sort of special rule, some divination into the Celestial Realm, so you can double deep strike. Who knows? This is going to be very, very interesting. But this is what the Stormcast already have. Don't forget that they're warrior soldiers who live in the sky, who deep strike down in the narrative. This is them doing that as well. The last one is a command ability. And this is only you're only allowed to do this once per battle in your movement phase. It only costs one command point, which is good. And you pick a non-unique Stormcast Eternals infantry or cavalry unit that started the battle with two or more models and that has been destroyed to be the target. So obviously, if you've got five Liberators, you would pick them because they're an infantry unit and they're non-unique. The effect is that you set up a replacement unit with half the number of models from the target unit rounding up more than 9 inches from one enemy units. So this would get you three Liberators back. I don't know what you're saying, Rob. That doesn't feel overly impressive. And of course, it doesn't feel particularly impressive, but you aren't going to be doing this on Liberators. You're going to be doing this on a reinforced. Reinforcement is where you take a unit of five Liberators and you make it into a unit of 10 Liberators. That's one reinforcement. In Age of Sigmar 3 currently, you can double reinforce a unit so you could go to 15. In Age of Sigmar 4, you're not going to be able to do that. You're only going to be able to reinforce any unit once. Of course, there might be battle formations, characters, and other things that you take in the game that maybe allow that to happen, or even some battle traits for some armies that allow an additional reinforcement. But right now, as we understand it, you can only reinforce twice. Reinforce once. Therefore, if you're looking at this, you think, I want a good cavalry unit. So maybe you would look at Paladors. So you could have a unit of six Paladors. Send them in, make them fight. When they're eventually all wiped out, you're going to be able to bring three Paladors back, which is quite nice. Might work super well on Fulminators as well, if they end up being good in the next edition, or any of those big Drakoth cavalry units, again, if they have the cavalry keyword. The big thing to say about this is if you remember the fact that we can shoot in the opponent's shooting phase and we can charge in the opponent's charge phase, this gives us some great options. So we take our unit, charge in the opponent's charge phase, then we fight, we do a big dust up, eventually my unit dies, then I bring half that unit back. It's incredibly effective. So those are the battle traits, and these aren't too dissimilar to what we already see from Stormcast already, and they're very slim and stripped back, but they already were for Age of Sigmar 3. So maybe we're going to get more complicated, or at least more flavorful and interesting battle traits for some of the other armies in the future, or maybe we'll see them more stripped back. This is your opportunity in the comments, which I love reading, and all the comments for all of these videos I've been making so far have been great. Leave your thoughts. Do you want them to be more stripped back? Would you like to see some more flavor? Are there current armies with their allegiance abilities, or battle traits as they're called, that you love and you want to see ported over? Which is the one that you like the most and you'd like to see carried on? Let me know in the comments so I can read through them as well. Just off the top of my head, I think one of my favorite ones is for Sylvaneth and their strike and fade ability. I think that's quite cool. And I also really love the depravity mechanic from Sinesh. I think that's really engaging. So there we go. The next thing we're going to talk about is that you have battle formations. These are replacing sub-factions. And even though I'm trying to keep all these videos really upbeat, I've got to say this is a sad thing for me in this going away. They've said it's because they would like them to be, they would like to make it easier for hobbyists to choose how they decide to paint their minis. But in my personal opinion, they just were never overly good at balancing sub-factions. So the different kind of tribes or factions or holds or throngs or whatever it might be added some narrative flavor which had rules accompanying them, but they were never very good at balancing them. And normally there was just one that was better than the others. I don't see how this is going to be any different in battle formations, but hopefully being free of the story is going to make it so they can make battle formations easier. I'm not sure. Anyway, battle formations are going to be your like sub-faction, effectively. And so you're going to have your... You pick your army. I'm going to play Stormcast. Then you have your army special rules, which we've just covered, and then you'll choose a battle formation. They've said at the release of the game, there'll be four battle formations for each army, which is pretty good. So that means you've got some variety at the start of Age of Sigmar 4 to choose between the different battle formations, which I love. I think that's good. It's really nice for us as an audience that we can choose between these different things. So they've got some different ones. Each faction pack is going to have four battle formations. So you can lean into particular strategies and experiment with new army options from the start. The first one that they have shown us is the Thunderhead Host. The effect is you add one to hit rolls for combat attacks made by friendly warrior chamber units while they're wholly within 12 inches of any friendly non-hero Stormcast Eternal units that do not have the warrior chamber keyword. Plus one to hit is a command ability you can get already, so I'm not super bothered about that, and it's quite hard to synchronize and organize. So this one's a little bit underwhelming as initial one. However, Stormdrake Guard, Dracothian Guard, and other warriors and heroes of the Extremist Chamber often battle within a lightning echelon, and this one is very interesting. The Lightning Echelon ability is once per turn for the army in any combat phase, so that would also mean the opponent's combat phase. You pick a friendly Extremist Chamber unit that charges turn, which will be Dracothian Guard, Stormdrake Guard, etc. Roll a dice on a 3+, that unit strikes first for the rest of the battle. And this is where stuff gets really... for the rest of the turn. Not for the rest of the battle, for the rest of the turn. And this is where things get really, really interesting. Because obviously you can charge in your opponent's turn. So I charge in my opponent's turn. On a 3+, I'm going to get to strike first, which is really, really nice. So counter charge, then strike first. And because this doesn't cost any command points, this is just something that I get to do, which is super powerful. And I think you're going to see people immediately pivot to this. But, and this is where, not but, this is where Age of Sigmar 4 is really starting to take shape as a game system. It definitely is going to be the crazy Fast and the Furious edition, where you're going to be countercharging, striking first. Units are going to be coming back from the dead. You're going to be fighting really quickly on turn one. Your opponent's going to be shooting you in their turn. You're going to be shooting them in your turn and their turn. You're going to be shooting, fighting, countercharging. It's pretty aggressive. Now, maybe that aggression or that like interactivity is being increased because they feel like interactivity needs to be increased. Maybe with the removal of the battle shock phase, and at the moment we don't know what that's going to look like. Maybe they feel like there's not going to be enough attrition in the game because battle shock isn't there anymore for units to kind of have some models run away. And maybe just because they want loads of units just smashing into each other at the start of the game, charge all over the place, fight, shoot, die, some come back, fight again. Not sure right now. It could be any of those things, but it's going to be very, very interesting. Yes, as the chat is saying, yeet, delete, and repeat. This feels like it's going to be the absolutely buffed up mega game. Some of those abilities, especially, you know, if you reinforce a unit, then you're going to get half of a unit back versus just having the solo choice. That's going to be very effective from being able to return half a unit. The bigger the unit, the more effect you get from plus one to wound. The bigger the unit, the more effect you get from always strikes first. All of those things, it feels like people are, yeah, it feels like the pod racing of Warhammer, and I'm here for it. I'm excited. It's going to be wild. People are going to do some crazy things, and I'd love to know what you think, so let me know. Thanks for listening to this video and watching. Like, subscribe, and all those other things. And if you want to support us, please do check out the Honest Wargamer Patreon, where we've got a pretty wicked and cool Discord. You can come hang out with most of the people from the Twitch chat, as well as me, which would be cool. Anyway, thanks for listening. Please do leave some comments. Let me know what you think. Talk to you soon.